Okay, Black Bart, now you get yours.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You'll shoot your eye!
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a weekly podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. We're located in Anaheim. Got a great show for you this week. We're going to play a wide variety of music. Going to play a few funny audio clips a little later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. It is the end of the year. It's the holiday season. This is episode 29. This will be the last episode of 2011. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this year. We'll be back next year. Got a few changes to the show coming up for 2012, so tune back in. We all appreciate it. We're going to start the show off with a band called Tenacious D. Here you go.
Dude, we got to fucking write something new. Come on.
I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start. Better, closer, warmer. That's it. Okay.
I love you, baby, but all I can think about is kielbasa sausage, your butt cheeks is warm. I check my lipstick, you need lubrication, honey. My kielbasa sausage has just got to perform. Now get it on. I see you walking, but all I can think about is Dianetics, your butt cheeks is warm. I check my lipstick, you need lubrication, honey. My kielbasa sausage has just got to perform. Now I've been set loose, I'm shooting my juice, right in your caboose. Now fucking get it on. Smoking up a big ass bowl of weed.
thinking without a toe. You went to out of line, the cover up, lack of tone. It's not enough, eh? It's not enough, eh? It's not enough, eh? It's not enough, eh? Come around and pop a door. Come around and pop a door. Come around and pop a door, let's go. Burn up, run the world. Rock to you.
People have different rituals during the holidays. I personally enjoy sitting by the fireplace and sipping on some Mad Dog 2020. Some people like to go to the movies. A lot of blockbuster movies open during the holiday season, like Tom Cruise movies. A lot of NBA games take place on Christmas Day. The strike is over, so people are all fired up. They are going to start the NBA season back on Christmas Day. And then out here in Los Angeles, we have a new player called Meta World Peace.
Stepped up and had a huge game 7 with 20 points as Ron Artest. He's with Doris.
Well, he's in abject joy over his first title. And Ron, on a night where Kobe Bryant, his best attribute for most of the night was rebounding, what kind of satisfaction do you and Cal take that you were able to support him tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody in my hood. Thank the Worldwide Warriors, Rockfell, my wife, Kim Shep, my family, my kids, everybody. I definitely want to thank my doctor, Dr. Sandy, my psychiatrist. She really helped me relax a lot. Thank you so much.
I've never agreed with psychiatry, ever. Before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry. And I know that psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist, isn't that enough?
Ron, again.
And my single coming out, not talking to me. I got a single, it's called Champion. I did a song called Champion last June.
I'm going to let him go, guys.
And the single is coming out. I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. For music news this week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame officially announced the inductees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a bunch of bands I grew up listening to. Guns N' Roses, the Beastie Boys, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were all inducted. We'll see if Guns N' Roses, the original lineup, plays. Because you think about it, they really haven't played as the original lineup since the end of that Appetite tour. So hopefully the original band will play. We'll see. Also, the drummer of Sublime with Rome officially quit again. There's obviously drama or drugs involved with this band. They are going to continue touring with Josh Freese. He's the drummer of the Vandals. He's also been in pretty much every band you can think of. A Perfect Circle, Danzig, Nine Inch Nails. He's been a drummer for every band, and he's awesome, but I think this Sublime reunion crap should just give it up, in my opinion. But anyway, and then also, finally, in music news, it's the anniversary of Dimebag Darrell's murder. He was murdered on stage while playing with his band Damage Plan. This happened on the same day that John Lennon was murdered, so it's just sad news. So here I'm going to play an old clip from MTV with Pantera. Here we go.
Ever since the thrash rant band Pantera topped the charts with its new album Far Beyond Driven, there's been media mumbling about the alleged racism of the group's lyrics. A quick check of the lyric sheet reveals nothing beyond the usual apocalyptic hardcore spew, although such phrases as building a blood and kill them all may strike some non-fans as vaguely unsettling. We spoke to Pantera about all this recently, and in our interview with frontman Phil Anselmo, you'll notice he's wearing a t-shirt bearing the Triskelion, a circle of three interlocked sevens that's well known as a white supremacist symbol in South Africa. Here's the story.
It's heavy metal without any reservation at all about saying so.
Far Beyond Driven, Pantera's third major label release, surprised just about everybody when it debuted at number one on the album chart a month ago.
Well, I think we expected to be in the top ten. I don't know if we really thought it could do number one. But, you know, the reason why it happened is, you know, not because of any crazy thing or there wasn't anything else out there. Just because, you know, we spent 4 years on the road for the last two records touring nonstop. We got the most devoted, loyal fans out there. And when the record came out, bam, they went and got it.
Even though Far Beyond Driven has dropped down the album chart almost as fast as it topped it, the band has continuously been supporting their album through in-store appearances and a club tour which incites this type of fan reaction.
High energy, way high energy. Audience is part of the show. They move as much as we do.
Absolutely.
It's a total feeling between the band and the audience.
That's why we write the songs. We're writing for the audience, not for the radio.
Singer Philip Anselmo also thinks it's cool to write controversial lyrics. Lyrics some have called racist and homophobic. Whether they are or not, Anselmo does not like to answer for those provocative lyrics, which he loves to write.
Everybody's judged is the point. Everybody's judged. I'm judged. Again. What do you mean by that?
I have friends of every color and every creed, and your ass come in every color. And that's how I believe, and that's when you're only a fool if you don't.
Well then, some fools seem to have found their way to Pantera.
White power!
Kids that come to our shows and whatever yell white power, well, all I got to say about that is I ain't them kids, and them kids are going to yell what they're going to yell anyway.
Pantera will be making its way across the country this summer on a more extensive tour, playing larger venues with their friends Sepultura and Biohazard.
To me, it feels good to be able to go headline and take some of your favorite bands on tour with you and give them the exposure that somebody else did to you somewhere down the line. It's going to be the best, one of the best tours of the summer, if not
absolutely
the best.
Absolutely.
Asked if she knew the meaning of that t-shirt symbol on someone was wearing, a Pantera publicist said clothes are not the issue. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, that does it for this week's episode. Want to thank you for tuning in. We will be back next year with some more episodes, so don't be sad and lonely.
Lonely and sad, real alone.
We're going to close the show out with a hip-hop artist out of Los Angeles, California. This is Tyler, the Creator. Everyone have a good, safe holiday season. Happy New Year, and we'll see you around. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Nigga, this is my cup. Drink the cyanide up. Dope as fuck, so I would really shoot a group of guys up. Deep thought, I'm often lost in.
Fuck it.
Put me next to awesome, still can't tell the difference. Just like Asians with their eyes shut. But fuck a couple rots in the Wendy's parking lot. Barking at the sight of light from my bright sparkling cock-a-doodle. Eating toast and strudel at a nude beach in Rome. In a black baked spaghetti strap made of Roman noodles. My bitch is bad, mixed with a thicky ass. Get my dicky rocky, this will end up in a sticky blast. Chrissy Brown mask on my face, now I'm kicking ass. Life's a bitch, fuck college, mommy, I am ditching class. I'd rather be happy than fucking 4D. So fuck that teacher's lecture, I'm having Sydney record me for the two dope.
They didn't like it.
Oh well, let's get double XL to write us a fucking story.
It's sitting right in my lap, I see it. Scribbled across the lines, I read it. I'm the fucking poet who knows it, you know it. You bogus, comprehend the language. You scared of what? I'm more anxious. We got the angers if you won't be. Now that's suburban for your ass, nigga.
Onions.
Now that's a burger for your ass, nigga.
Oh,
now that's a burger for your ass, nigga. Now had that burger, eat it fast, nigga.
Fucking all get you some. Obviously intended pun. Same time it took Jason Dill to get the stitching done. Custom made, one of one. Sold out Roxy for months. Ski mask color of a pickle just to perform sandwiches. Started back in fucking London. Cracker children wanted something. They could bump and punch a bunch of fucking faces.
Stump them out.
Washing piss to breaking arm. Zombie circus, not a car. Evil wolves is on the farm, and we're all evil harmed. Any sheep creep quiet in their sleep. Make a peep, fucking body will go missing in a week. Roaming around the city with her titties like a fucking Greek god.
Bastard was the shit.
Explains why it never leaked. I am coming of my age with my Memphis bleak. Shooting for the sky, the only problem is the missing beak.
But I have my wings and my motherfucking chain.
Oh, that's the black talk you give me. Let me down a couple cups of bleach.
It's sitting right in my lap, I see it. Scribbled across the lines, I read it. I'm the fucking poet who knows it, you know it. You bogus, comprehend the language. You scared of what? I'm all anxious. We got the angers if you won't be. Now that's a burger for your ass, nigga.
Onions.
Now that's a burger for your ass, nigga.
Oats.
Now that's a burger for right, your ass, nigga.
Sauce.
Now have that burger, eat it fast, nigga.
Free Earl, that's the fucking shit. And if you disagree, lick a couple pimple cover clits from some stripping lesbian dykes that fight niggas that like to rap about those dykes that fight niggas. Alright, enough with this shit. Let's talk business. Acquire more currency. Disregard bitches. Go to Shake House and plant goblins in his kitchen. Then force him and his mom to listen to track 6. Then if he doesn't like it, I'll just slice his fucking dick and put it in the cabinet with the fucking cookies and chips is. Take a bunch of pictures and post them on my Twitter. Then go to Jimmy Fallon like faggot when we performing. Then a bunch of golf wang niggas start storming on the stage in a rage that'll scare Zach Rocha. Better get your tanks before this wolf war's over. History repeats itself. I'm a OF soldier.